Welcome to Students Incorporated. I'm your host, Mr. Jason. Join me weekly as my team and I produce content that's informative, positive, fun, and uplifting. This podcast is created and produced with the help of students from the International Community School of Bangkok. In today's episode, we'll be playing a Jeopardy-style game with several student contestants, who we'll introduce shortly, and we are joined by guests Mrs. Amber and Mr. Oli, who will be our game show host. We're giving Mia and Frank a break this episode, but don't worry, they'll be back. Also, a big shout-out to this episode's sponsor, the Rubik's Cube Club of ICS. Their mission is to, quote, have fun solving Rubik's Cubes every Thursday after school in Mr. Jonathan's room, unquote. So a big thank you to the Active Cubers at ICS for sponsoring this episode. You'll hear more about them during our PSA break. Okay, and moving on, before we jump into our first game show round, I'll be sharing our quote of the day and our headline news. Our quote of the day comes from Chris Ledoux, an American country music singer-songwriter, bronze sculptor, and a Hall of Fame rodeo champion. He said, "So it's probably 80% luck and 20% skill." This quote means that while you, of course, need the right skills to succeed, the main deciding factor, 80% or so, of success or failure is mostly not up to you. So try to use your skill and hope for the best, but know that it's difficult to control if we can actually gain victory or find success in something, because there is so much out of our own control. So to our contestants today, I wish you the best of luck, and be sure to utilize whatever knowledge and skills you have, as it may only help you 20%. And that's our quote of the day. Now on to some headline news. Our news today is about some classic game show fails. Thank you, Toto, for doing the research on these. Our first game show fail story comes from the game show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? An adult contestant was asked the question, "What planet is closest to the sun?" As you listeners know, it's Mercury. Well, guess what the contestant answered? Is the moon a planet? I mean, it's understandable if the contestant heard which planet was closest to Earth, but then, as you may know, the moon is not a planet. The adult contestant even doubled down on her answer. All right, our next game show fail is from the game show The Wheel of Fortune, which most of you have probably heard of before. Words can be tricky, especially in front of a live audience. A contestant named Lolita, a fifth grade teacher and devout Wheel of Fortune fan, learned this the hard way. Faced with a puzzle that should have read self-portrait, she experienced a brain freeze and blurted out self-potato instead. Host Pat Sajak couldn't help but roast her a little, confirming that she had indeed made a guess about a non-existent term. And finally, our last game show fail story also comes from the game show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Host Jeff Foxworthy asked adult contestant Kelly to name the country that the city of Budapest is in. Well, she mistakenly said Europe, thinking that Europe was the country. Then, after admitting she hadn't heard of Budapest before, she guessed that it was located in France, thinking that everyone speaks French in Europe. However, she wasn't sure if France was even a country. Clearly, Kelly did not pass the fifth grade geography challenge. And that ends our game show fails news for this episode. Now moving on with our first round, we welcome our first administrator game show host, Mrs. Amber, to the studio. And for the first round, our student contestants will be Toto and Camden. Welcome, everybody. Here's how the game is structured. Each educational topic consists of one regular category and one more difficult category. Our two contestants will do rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first on each round. Each regular category is worth 1 point, and each difficult category is worth 2 points. Winners of each round are awarded a cash prize at the end. Okay, let's get started.
Hello. Our first general topic is language arts. Your two categories are, for regular category, figurative language, or for the difficult category, literary terms. Please do rock, paper, scissors to see who gets to choose a category first. Okay, we have a winner. Okay, Toto, would you like regular category or difficult category?
I guess I'll go with the regular one.
Regular. Regular category, figurative language. The question is, these are two types of figurative devices often used in literature to create vivid imagery and enhance meaning. So you need to give me at least two.
Simile and metaphor?
Oh, correct. Well done. Well done. Okay, Camden, the difficult category for literary terms. This figure of speech combines contradictory terms to create a paradoxical effect, like, here's an example, jumbo shrimp or deafening silence. What do you call that? Hyperbole? Oh, close. That is a figurative language, but no, not a literary term. Good try. The correct answer is, what is an oxymoron? All right, moving on to our second topic. The topic is social studies. The regular category is world geography, and the difficult category is U.S. presidents. Please do rock, paper, scissors. Okay.
Oh, wait, did I win?
You won. You won, Camden. Okay. So would you like regular or difficult? World geography or U.S. presidents?
Maybe U.S. presidents.
Ooh, the difficult category. The third president of the United States was...
Was it James Madison?
I don't know. He was a president. Good job. Would you like to answer that one?
Of course. Thomas Jefferson.
Woo! Thomas Jefferson. Who is Thomas Jefferson? Well done. And would you also like the regular category?
Sure.
Geography question. The most populous country in the world.
Where is India?
Correct. That is correct. India is the most populous country in the world. All right, moving along to our third topic. The topic is science. The regular category is physics, and the difficult category is chemistry. Please do rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, okay. Toto, what do you want?
Sure, I'll take chemistry then.
Chemistry, difficult category. Here we go, the question. This element is the lightest and first in the periodic table of elements.
What is hydrogen?
That is correct. Well done. And for the regular category, physics, Camden, this question is for you. This force is responsible for pulling objects towards the center of Earth.
Gravity?
That is correct. Well done. Both of you got your questions correct. All right, moving on to our fourth topic. The topic is math. The regular category will be geometry, and the difficult category will be number theory. Please do rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first.
Paper, scissors, shoot.
Toto, you want regular geometry or number theory?
Geometry.
Okay. This theorem states that in a right-angle triangle, the square of the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the squares of the other two sides.
What is the Pythagorean theorem?
Well done. Can you say what the Pythagorean theory is?
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Whoa, well done. Very impressive. That went above and beyond what the question was. All right, Camden, then the difficult category, number theory. These types of numbers can't be divided by 2. That's one part. And while these other numbers are greater than 1 and can only be divided by 1 in themselves. So it's kind of, there's a little bit of two questions there. Types of numbers that can't be divided by 2.
I feel like I know this, but...
You know it.
primary numbers? Is that a thing?
No, but you're probably thinking of the right thing, but no, that's not what we call it. How about numbers that are greater than 1 and can only be divided by 1 in themselves? You can't divide it by anything else.
I have no idea.
Okay. The answer was, the first one was odd. What are odd numbers? And the second one, prime numbers. Good job. This is very on-the-spot thinking right here. All right, moving on to our fifth and final topic. The topic is arts. The regular category will be art history, and the difficult category is classical music. Please go ahead and do rock, paper, scissors. You want art history or classical music?
Classical music.
Classical music. This composer, despite losing his hearing, composed 9 symphonies, including the famous Ode to Joy.
Who is Beethoven?
Well done. Who is Beethoven? That is correct. The art history regular category. This Renaissance artist is famous for painting the iconic portrait known as the Mona Lisa.
Who is Leonardo da Vinci?
Well done. All right, to conclude, we have a double bonus round. The double bonus is worth 4 points. The category is marketing. You both have a piece of paper that's coming in front of you now, and you're going to write down your answer first, and then I'll ask you to read your answer when the time is up, so keep your papers covered. Here is the double bonus. Please write down your answer. These are the 4 types of market research that can help businesses gather data, understand their customers, and make informed decisions. 4 types of market research. Okay, it looks like they're ready. Toto, why don't you read out your answers to us?
Primary, secondary, quantitative, and qualitative.
Well done. 4 for 4. Nice job. Camden?
Qualitative, quantitative, primary, and secondary.
Whoa! Double bonus for both contestants. Nice job, guys.
Okay, let's get a total point count for each contestant. All right, so I've got the total points here, and it looks like Toto wins with 10 points. So good job, Toto.
Thank you.
You won a cash prize of 300 baht, so good job. And Camden, because we don't want anybody to leave super sad, you have a total of 4 points, but that's okay, because you did get the double bonus, and you get to leave with 100 baht cash as well. So thank you both for playing this fun game with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, contestants and Mrs. Amber, for helping us with this first round. We'll be right back with our second round with 2 more student contestants and another guest game show host right after this short PSA announcement. Attention ICS students, we're excited to introduce the Rubik's Cube Club, a fantastic way to unwind and have fun amidst the stress of school. Join the club every Thursday after school in Mr. Jonathan's room, High School 408, for an engaging experience with colorful Rubik's Cubes. Not only will you get to explore the intriguing world of puzzles, but you'll also develop essential soft skills like problem solving and critical thinking. The club offers a supportive environment where you can learn, collaborate, and challenge yourself with others who share your interest in Rubik's Cubes. So if you're looking for a fun and creative way to de-stress while honing your skills, come check out the Rubik's Cube Club. Hello and welcome back to round 2 of our Student Admin Jeopardy game. For this round, we welcome Mr. Oli, our administrator game show host. And our student contestants will be Maddie and Esther. So welcome, everybody. Here's how the game is structured. Each educational topic consists of 1 regular category and 1 difficult category. Our 2 contestants will do rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first on each round. Each regular category is worth 1 point, and each difficult category is worth 2 points. Winners of each round are awarded a cash prize at the end. Okay, let's get started. Mr. Oli, will you get us started? Thank you.
Hey, Esther and Maddie, are you ready? I love Jeopardy game shows. So our first general topic is language arts. And your 2 categories to choose from is the regular category, that is literary terms, and the difficult category, that is story elements. Please do your rock, paper, scissors to find out who to choose. Maddie, you won. Okay, do you want the regular or the difficult category?
I'm feeling confident, so the difficult one.
I love it. Okay, so this is the story elements, okay? And here's the question. This is the term for the main character in a story, often the hero or central figure. Who is?
Who is the
It's okay.
Protagonist.
Wow. That's correct. Well done. Okay, Esther. The regular category is the literary terms. The question is, this term refers to a story that is entirely made up and not based on real events. What is?
What is fiction?
Wow, with confidence, you're correct. You up for the second topic? The regular category is global issues, and the difficult category is world leaders. Okay, please do your rock, paper, scissor to see who goes first. Okay, Esther, do you choose the regular or the difficult category?
I'll choose the difficult.
Nice. Okay, so the difficult category is world leaders. And the question is, this leader spearheaded India's independence movement from British rule using non-violent civil disobedience.
Who is Gandhi?
Correct. Well done. And Maddie, so the regular category is global issues, okay? And this is the question. According to the United Nations, this concept involves meeting the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs.
What is sustainability?
Nice. Correct. Well done. All right. Are you ready to the third topic? The topic is science. Your two categories are, regular category is biology, and the difficult one is astronomy. Please do your rock, paper, scissor to see who goes first. And Maddie, what do you choose?
I'll go biology.
Okay, that's the regular one. And the question is, this process allows plants to create their own food using sunlight, carbon dioxide, and water.
What is photosynthesis?
Correct. And the difficult one, astronomy. Esther, the question is, this is the third planet from the sun in our solar system.
What is Saturn?
Saturn? Okay, that's a guess. Maddie, do you have another suggestion? Because that was wrong.
What is Venus?
Okay, nice. So that is not correct. So the correct answer is, what is planet Earth?
Oh!
All right. Moving on to the fourth topic. This topic is math. Regular category is geometry. The difficult one is mathematics. Do your rock, paper, scissor to see who goes first. Okay, Maddie, do you choose geometry or mathematics?
I'll choose mathematics.
Nice. Okay, so the question is, these are the first three digits of the mathematical constant pi.
What is 3.14?
Correct answer. And Esther, the regular category geometry, this formula, A equals pi times r squared times 2, is used to find this measurement of a circle.
What is area?
Yes, the correct answer is, what is the area of a circle? So you were correct. Moving on to the fifth and final topic. Their topic is arts. Your two categories are, regular category, art history. The second one, music. Maddie, you won.
I'll do music.
Okay. So the question is, name one popular song by the Beatles, a legendary British rock band.
What is Thick of It?
Esther, do you have a guess? No, it's okay. So, for those of you who are listening to this podcast, I'll just mention some of the answers, right? Because you might be interested to know some of this. So, the Beatles, some of the songs It is what is hey dude, or here comes the sun, or yellow submarine, or all you need is love, a hard day's night, I want to hold your hand, and Blackbird. Okay, so those are some of the songs. You get the art history, that's right. You ready for that, Esther?
Yes.
This artist painted the famous work titled Starry Night in 1889, depicting a swirling night sky over a small town.
Who is Leonardo da Vinci?
Okay, that's a good answer, but it's not correct. Maddie, do you have an answer?
Who is Vincent van Gogh?
Wow, that's correct. Well done. So you got the points. And now we are going to the conclusion, which is a double bonus round. And the double bonus is worth 4 points, okay? This category is, surprisingly enough, marketing. You both have a piece of paper. Please write down your answer first. Then I will ask you to read your answer when time is up, okay? So here's the double bonus question. Please write down the 4 key elements in the marketing mix that businesses use to meet consumer needs and drive sales.
I said price, place, product, and...
It's so close. Say it.
Babe.
Okay, Maddie, you go.
I said the same. Price, product, place, but then I had people.
Okay, so that was not correct, because the correct answer is what are product, price, place, and promotion. Yeah, you got 3 each.
Thank you guys for being good sports and being our contestants, Maddie and Esther. We do have a total point count here, and drum roll, please. All right, so we have the runner-up, Esther, who has a total of 8 points, but that's not bad because Maddie only beat you by 1 point with a total of 9. Okay, so Maddie, congratulations. You get 300 baht cash. And Esther, because we don't want anybody to leave here quite sad, we'll give you 100 baht cash, okay? So spend your cash wisely. And also thank you to Mr. Oli for being our guest administrator game show host. We appreciate you being on the podcast. All right, thank you. As we end this episode, we'd like to once again thank the ICS Rubik's Cube Club for sponsoring this episode. Is solving a Rubik's Cube good for your brain? I looked up this question online and here's what I found. Yes, it can help improve your spatial intelligence, memory, reduce stress and anxiety, and improve your problem-solving skills. Well, if that's the case then, maybe we should all become cubers. Okay, stay tuned for our next episode as we talk to 2 guests about the topic of business and purpose. And as always, this podcast would not be possible without the hard work and support of our international student production team.
All music and sound effects are courtesy of Pixabay.com, a vibrant community of creatives, sharing copyright-free images, videos, and music.
And we are signing off until next time. We are Students Incorporated, because your voice matters.